reading that we heard from Ezekiel is a very, very powerful reading about the misbehavior, for lack of a better word, the misbehavior of the religious leaders of the day. And they have forgotten to be of service to the people and instead are, according to the prophet, organizing things in such a way as to benefit themselves. So they're seeking their own benefit, their own goals. And I thought about this, and as I was thinking about this, I happened to read an article this morning by somebody who was decrying the polemicism of the left, and the person was doing it by being polemical about the right. And I thought, this is not working. This isn't meeting any helpful need. It's my side versus your side, and I want to win. And I couldn't help but think about, oh, you know, you don't need to follow that religious rule. Just give me more money and you're fine. Which is the accusation in the Ezekiel reading. And what becomes clear is that there needs to be some kind of connection between what we believe and what we do. That the God of our scriptures is particularly unhappy when what we do is disconnected from what we believe. So that the question, who is God, becomes ultimately not an abstract philosophical question, but a question about how we're going to be and do in the world around us. How are we going to be and how are we going to do in the world around us based on who we think God is? This is the central issue that St. Basil had to deal with in the 4th century. Basil believed that God is ultimately and most deeply relational. And so to understand the relational nature of God, the early church, and Basil in particular, with his friends the two Gregories and his sister Macrina, helped the church articulate the idea that Father, Son, and Spirit are the same, but we know they're the same because they are three persons in such a tight, close relationship. And that relationship and relationality is the identifying or fundamental reality of God. Now that's hard and a little abstract, but the Greek word hypostases uses the word hypo, the prefix hypo, which means under, right? When you get a hypothermia, your body is under the temperature it ought to be at, right? And hypostasis means under the center. It means the really deep reality of who you are. And St. Basil said the hypostasis of God is person. Person means relational. So the fundamental reality of God is relational. Relationship. And so then it becomes the case that Father, Son, and Spirit have to be equal and all of that. And he gets all upset with Arius and his followers because they don't maintain the equality of the three of them, which breaks down the relationship ultimately. But aside from that historical and theological reality, look back to Ezekiel. Extortion, robbery, self-promotion, theft, all of these things are things that are not relational. And if we believe that God is relational, that's a problem. Jesus tells his 70 disciples to go out and minister and to heal the sick and cast out demons and help the poor and feed the hungry and do all these good things. And they go out and they do them. And they have this wonderful experience of it all working. And they come back and they are excited and they tell Jesus about it. And the way they tell him about it is to say, "Lord, even the demons submitted to us." And in the gospel piece that we heard today, Jesus says, essentially, "I get that you're excited. Remember, it's not about the authority. It's about the relationship. It's about the relationship." And he talks about, "Be happy that your names are written in the book of life, that you have this relationship with me, and that I have this relationship with the Father, and we are one, and I can show you the Father, and by being a part of me, you're part of the Father," all the rest of that stuff. But essentially what he's saying is, you're very excited, and it's good, and be happy that you had this positive experience of going out and liberating people, because that's relational. And it's not about having authority over the demons. It's about being a person of relationship, a person who liberates, because liberation is relational. And it makes sense that Basil really believe that, because we see it in what he did. He fed the hungry. He built hospitals. He built hospices. He built monasteries. He cared for people. He insisted after a famine that everyone gets fed. They don't have to be a Christian to be fed. If they're hungry, they get fed. The same digestive system, right? How cool is that, right? Yeah, way to go, Basil. And he did those things because those things are intensely relational, and that is who he understood God to be. And who we know God is affects how we be and do in the world, because those things should be connected. That's what God wants, is for those things to be connected. What we believe and what we do. And ultimately, that's what we celebrate on St. Basil's feast day. God is relational. We're a relational people. What we believe becomes what we do. That's the baseline of all Christianity.